Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with another one of our Big Brother Canada exit interviews. And today we're going to be talking with the latest person voted out. Another vet, Cindy with an S, came out of the house last night on her birthday. And we're going to be talking with her in the exit interview. Last night on the Happy Hour, Jordan Parhar had a jam-packed show. Talked with, Rachel Riley came on to make an announcement about her upcoming announcement, which is going to be today. Yes, you heard that right. Rachel Riley checked in. She had some hot takes about Big Brother Canada 5. And then Joel from Big Brother Canada 4 was also there, in addition to Melissa covering the live feed. So a fun happy hour on Thursday night. Plus, I've got everything up already with the Survivor, with the exit interviews, double exit interviews, Tyson Apostle podcast. Also, double Amazing Race episode tonight. We'll have our Amazing Race wrap up. Mike Bloom filling in for Jessica Lease with me later on Friday night with that. And just to quickly mention, if you're in the Toronto area or close enough to travel, be sure to come on out and see us for our Big Brother Canada 5 live show coming up on Thursday, May 11th at the Sheridan Center in Toronto. Tickets are still available if you want to come out and see us, the LFC. A bunch of Big Brother Canada house guests from the past are all going to be there talking about that week's eviction show. So hope to see you there on that night. That ticket link is robhasawebsite.com/Toronto BB Can. RobHasAWebsite.com/Toronto BB Can. And it looks like we've got Cindy on the line. Let's go ahead and patch her in. Cindy, are you there?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Cindy. Good morning. Happy birthday, by the way. Belated.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Cindy, let's just start with going back to 1 week ago. Do you ultimately regret the move at the double eviction to put Netta up as the renom?
Oh, absolutely not. I've been planning and finding ways of what would be the best time to eventually get Netta out, because I knew that if I went further and she went further along with me, there was no way that I was able to beat her. My question in my head was, like, when would be the best time to do it? During that double eviction, like, before we even knew it was a double, we didn't know that, you know, it was jury time. But when we did know, in my head, I'm racing, like, let's just go with how the noms are and see if the opportunity presents itself. My biggest concern was whether or not I would get the support within my alliance, how many people I would piss off if I were to do this. So when Ika suggested Netta and when Kevin and Bruno did not reject the idea, that I was like, okay, I'm going to take this opportunity. So I don't regret doing it at all.
Was there anything about the way it all went down that night that you would change if you had a chance to do it differently?
About that night, no. I think it went the way that I wanted it to go, especially with the fights breaking out. I think people just kind of forgave me a lot quicker. They didn't question my move. They either thought it was because of Ika or it was because of Netta. That's why she went home. So no one really thought it was something that I did.
So last night, Arissa compared how you went out this season with how you went out in Big Brother Canada 3. Do you agree with that, or do you think that's not right?
Well, she just compared it in the sense that, like, history kind of just repeats itself. Season 3, I left the following week, also because it is the revolving door. Like, I just came back, so it does make sense to put me back on the block. This season, I think I put myself in a really good position throughout the entire time that I was there. And I think just the way that I campaigned during the last, like, 2 days really affected my game. Me being on the block as a replacement nom, it was one way or another, I felt like Dylan was going to do it. He never really fully trusted me. We never really built that bond in a game or personal level. So me being a choice, you know, was always going to be there whether or not I even put him up during that double. But I feel that it was more of like just the last 2 days that affected my game. But comparing it to season 3, I don't think it's that much similar.
Okay. In terms of Dylan putting you on the block as the replacement, why do you feel like Dylan picked you?
I think Dylan picked me in a sense that he was close to Kevin and Bruno. And I feel that he kind of lost, like, Dylan, it seems to be like a very loyal person. And I think that Kevin and Bruno kind of like played with that loyalty a little bit. And I think when Kevin and Bruno kind of really pushed for Ika, I think for Dylan's perspective, he knew that he had to kind of switch sides. And the best thing to do is to put me up, especially when he wanted to work with Ika. So I think that's why I was more of a choice. But then, you know, I also didn't campaign to him as much to not put me up as a replacement. I just talked to him once, and that was after Vito was won. And then, you know, here I am thinking maybe my allies, who I thought would have a pull with him, mm-hmm. would help me, but it was actually the opposite.
So you mentioned Aika. What do you think about the game that Aika's playing this season?
I think it's definitely really unique. I like enjoy watching her, even just being inside the house as well. I think with her personality being so loud, it's going to come bite her in the butt sooner than later. And the thing is, like, I think her gameplay is very similar to a lot of people in the house. Just she just presents it differently.
Do you feel like that you would have had a better chance this week if you would have thrown Bruno and Kevin under the bus?
I kind of did kind of throw Kevin and Bruno under the bus the day of my eviction when I plead to Ike and Dimitri to campaign. So I didn't stop campaigning. I still did it that day of up until 2 minutes before I had to sit on that couch. And I went to Ike and Dimitri in a sense being like, why can't you guys keep me? What is the reasoning behind this? And they did say it's because they're scared of me going back to Kevin and Bruno. And I just told them, you know, like, obviously I picked you guys time and time again. I don't know why you would think that I would go back to them. But, like, I don't know what you want me to do to prove it even more. So I think if I just campaigned just a day earlier, it would have been better. Me, Kevin, Bruno, we weren't really, like, too solid. But it was just during those last 3 days while I was a renom, you know, it was a really awkward divide within the house where I just ended up just hanging out with them more because I just didn't want to deal with everyone else. And that just made it look like it's a solid trio.
Cindy, you worked with a lot of vets during your time in the house, but somehow we have now 5 vets gone and only 2 new players gone. How has it been that the vets were never able to get on the same page?
Well, in my alliance with the 6, we had 5 vets within that. So we did work together. It was just the issue of the other 3 vets that we couldn't trust based on, you know, them not sharing information with us. They didn't trust us as well. Like, you know, Dallas said he hung out with Dylan and Emily because he wanted to get information, but he never shared that information. Cassandra caused a lot of distrust within the vets that made us not trust trust her. Gary kind of made final 2 deals with almost every vet in there, and we all talked about it. So that's why we couldn't trust him. So out of the 5 vets that were working together, only 2 is out. So the 3 is still there. They're not going to like each other, but I feel like it was there. But the fact that there was an even number of vets and newbies, that just caused like a different dynamic where people were more receptive with working together. I think if the newbies walked in there and made it very clear that they're just going to stick together, then it would have been different. But I think because newbies were also fans and they wanted to work with the vets, and the vets didn't trust certain vets anyways, that they rather took in the newbies. And I think that's what caused them to merge.
Cindy, do you have a prediction to who's going to be the winner of Big Brother Canada 5?
I honestly don't, to be honest with you. I feel like everyone is doing very well in their own way. Some people are being more sly than others, but right now I don't see anyone going or have been above and beyond other players. So I really hope that the next couple of juries, the next couple of weeks, something does happen that will signify, oh my God, that person is doing a great job. They are doing this, this, and that. But I really, from my perspective, and from me sitting inside the house and not being in a 2 solid alliance with every single person in the house, I can see that it's really hard for me even now to pick a winner.
What about Bruno versus Kevin? Do you have a pick out of those 2? Who is your favorite? Who's doing the best job?
I don't know. Like, if I had to pick, okay, I would prefer Kevin to win over Bruno at this point, especially in the last 24 hours. Do I think Kevin is doing better than Bruno? I'm not too sure. I just think that they're both playing very differently. I feel like Kevin didn't put too much into the alliance, but he had his own thing going on. I feel like Bruno did really well, but now people are thinking that he's being slimy and shady. But between the two, it's really tough. But like right now, I would prefer Kevin to win over Bruno.
Cindy, why did Karen, why was she so hard on you in her goodbye message?
I mean, you know what? I really have no idea. Maybe she's upset that I didn't give her as much attention as everyone else, which is true. I didn't. But, you know, she did say that she wished I talked less about myself and more to her. But it takes 2 to tango. She also talks about herself whenever we talk anyways. we just weren't the same. Maybe Karen is me in 30 years. I don't know. Oh. So I'm Karen in 30 years. Like, you know, like maybe we just have two similar
time
personalities.
Travel.
But, or, you know, Karen is a huge fan of the show, and maybe to her, this is her chance to just say something sassy, because I am sassy.
All right. Well, Cindy, great job this season. All the best in the jury house. Can't wait to see how this all plays out.
Thank you so much.
All right. You take care, Cindy. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. Cindy with an S. She's sassy with an S. I didn't make any with an S jokes. I get the sense that she doesn't really like that, so I didn't want to upset her. She's been through a lot here in these last 24 hours, and that is not even the end of it as she heads off to the jury house, where I'm sure Netta is waiting to give her a piece of her mind. I think that if Cindy didn't like it when Netta was playing the, you know, everybody say something bad about Cindy game when they were in the house, there might be another round of that when Cindy shows up at the jury house with Netta. Okay, so a lot more to do. Of course, the LFC will be back again to talk about everything Big Brother over the weekend with the LFC Roundtable. 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific has been the time for that. So just confirm before you show up there with the LFC. And then I will be back on Monday night to recap what goes on with the HOH and who ultimately ends up going up on the block. We'll talk about that on Monday night on the reality TV wrap ups. I believe those shows, we do them at 10:15 Eastern, 7:15 p.m. Pacific. All right, everybody. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.